This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everybody jump! Jump!
Yes, a good Wednesday morning to one and all. Hump day to you and me. Mike and Pete across the way. Bogus with your updates. It's Taz and Moose with you right here. CBS Sports Radio. Taking it right up until 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 Pacific. As we come to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios, National Mortgage Lender, Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Lots to get into. The Spanish voice of the Eagles and the Yankees, Ricky Ricardo, who had an unbelievable call at the end of the Bears and Eagles wild card matchup in Chicago early Sunday evening, will join us a little later in the program. Look forward to that. We got plenty to get into. Good morning, Taz. How are you, bud?
All right, good, Moose. Good. Ready to rock and roll right in midweek, as you called it, and we deem it hump day. Well, we didn't invent that, but that's what it is, and that's a cliche. But
it
No, we're good. We're good here.
We're heading downhill the weekend, which we all enjoy, Taz.
We all love the weekend. And I might bust out that fancy Dan cigar I got for a late Christmas gift
from my
broadcast co-host. I might crank that out this weekend.
For a special weekend this weekend.
What's the special?
No, I'm saying you said you would crank that out on a special occasion. Is there something going on this weekend?
There isn't. because I looked at it in the humidor and it looks really good. I'm like, I got to smoke this cigar. That's a good David Ross.
Listen, I know nothing about the cigars, but the place I went to is a legit place and he said it's a great cigar. So.
He didn't lie to you.
You
got a really good cigar.
I walked out of there and I reeked like cigars.
There were five guys
and a woman there, and they were puffing and puffing on the cigar. They were watching some sporting event. I forget what game they were watching, but it was on and it was no joke. And I was like, well, I know nothing about cigars.
Surprised you didn't sit down with them and start breaking down the game. Like, they're smoking cigars, you're drinking like a Diet Coke, and you're like breaking down the game.
Right. Exactly.
They're like,
get the hell out of here.
Who's this guy? Give him a cigar and get him out of here.
Exactly. Do you have any Philly Blumps around here?
Not the place you went to. They don't have those.
No, I know that. No, absolutely. No, enjoy that, Taz.
Thank you.
And we got, I guess for all the new hires in the National Football League, for head coaches, they all deserve a cigar as well.
Yeah.
Let's start with, the name that is drawn, I guess, the most criticism for getting a job in the NFL, Taz. And you and I talked about Kingsbury last week.
Yeah.
And, I said at the time I thought he was going to have an opportunity to get one of these jobs in the National Football League. And yesterday he gets hired by the Arizona Cardinals and gets a 4-year contract with an option for year number 5 at 39 years of age after going 35-40 at Texas Tech, takes the OC job at USC because I don't think he thought that he was going to get a head coaching position in the National Football League. Initially denied by Lynn Swann, the AD of USC, the ability to talk to NFL teams. Then they come to an agreement, quickly interviews with the Jets, and then goes out to Arizona. And they hire him after the interview, and he gets a 4-year contract. The Cardinals will pay the $150,000 buyout that Kingsbury's got in his contract to get out of that USC deal, and Cliff Kingsbury is your Arizona Cardinals head coach. Now, a lot of criticism, and I think unjustly. Guys can fail collegially, Taz, for a lot of different reasons.
Right, of course.
they really can. Whether it be not having the proper support from the university, it is the Big 12 Conference. You're going up against heavyweights. You got Oklahoma State. You got Oklahoma. Certainly Texas is on the rise again with Tom Herman. And I'm not telling you that Kingsbury did a great job at Texas Tech, but for what he is as an offensive mind and where the NFL is going right now, for what he is as a developer of young quarterbacks as well, I get the hire. I really do, but I feel like there are a lot of people that are rooting for Cliff Kingsbury outside the Arizona area to ultimately fail because they hate the hire and feel like he does not deserve this kind of opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I mean, because it's just because, like you said about what happened at Tech, at Texas Tech with him, it wasn't like he was, you know, Dabo Sweeney or Nick Saban there, you know, so... But and you're right, though. I mean, you hit it, you know, you're playing against some legitimate programs. But not only that, in the state of Texas for recruiting, you know, you're going against UT, you're going against A&M, you're going against Baylor, you're going against SMU, you're going against University of Houston. Just if kids, if all these great high school football players in the state of Texas, they have a lot of options, you know, if you're the Texas Tech head coach. You know what I'm saying? So I think that, too, is something that makes it tough to recruit in the great state of Texas because of all the awesome high school football. It's not like you and I have a dog in the fight here. We're not, we don't need to sing the praises of Cliff Kingsbury. But, you know, I agree. I think that it's tough to judge him on what happened at a program like Texas Tech. And I got to just say, the USC thing, I mean, because it really didn't even hit the ground running. It started and then ended, next thing you know, with Lynn Swan and all that. The idea is that must have been a messy situation, getting him out of that deal. You know what I mean?
Getting him out of that deal,
yeah,
right.
Because it wasn't even... So, you know, you sign a contract and you agree, and it's like you don't expect someone just to bail or be gone in a few weeks.
Right, that, but, you know. I mean, these opportunities don't come around all that often.
Of
so
course.
If you're Kingsbury, you're sitting there, you're like, well, I could be the offensive coordinator at USC, or I could be a head coach in the National Football League. I want to be a head coach in the NFL, and... You know, USC is going to get their six figures in terms of the buyout of Kingsbury's contract, and they're going to find another offensive coordinator. I feel bad for, say, you know, the big high school recruit who I saw that was on the record yesterday, the quarterback that was that's going to USC, saying that he's disappointed that Kingsbury's going to Arizona.
That's
And I get that. And listen, for USC or for Clay Helton, who took the high road and said, anytime you have an opportunity to be a head coach in the National Football League, you have to take it.
Yeah.
So he's not going to rip Kingsbury on the way out. But, yeah, it's a strange scenario. I don't even think Kingsbury, obviously, with him taking the USC job, Taz, Kingsbury never thought he was going to be a head coach in the National Football League.
Right.
And he's really got one guy to thank, and that's McVay.
Right.
LaFleur's got one guy to thank, as we discussed yesterday with the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
It's Sean McVay, because that's where the league is going, and everybody's looking for that next guy and that guy to help bring about the offensive revolution to their respective team.
Yeah, and, you know, we talked a lot about this yesterday and in a great conversation, you know, and look, I understand what a lot of these guys are thinking. So do you with these these NFL teams, these owners, and these high-end brass of these specific teams, because they feel like the LA Rams have the magic, you know, solution, you know, and they just very well might. But you know, you can't just assume that someone's going to be a great offensive, a great head coach because he's a great offensive mind and he's under 40 years old. That doesn't just, you know, McVay is a great leader. You could hear the way he talks, how he commands the microphone. He, you know what I mean? Like, I could assume in these meetings with his players, he grabs their attention and then some. You know, I mean, he's very exuberant, very high energy. He's got that young guy feel. But yet, when you hear him talk, Moose, he's demanding. I'm not saying that Cliff Kingsbury's not, but it's just tough to just assume, because a guy's younger and he's an offensive stud or a quarterback, ex-quarterback like Kingsbury, that means he's going to be, you know, the end-all be-all, the next McVay.
Well, right, you're dead on correct. It doesn't. But it also, based on the thing that bothers me, Taz, is based on his failures at Texas Tech, doesn't necessarily mean he's going to be a disaster as a head coach with the Arizona Cardinals either.
I agree.
Because Pete Carroll, Taz, he was coaching your team when you were a Jet fan.
Yes.
He went up to Foxborough. He was a failure. When Pete Carroll went out to USC, no one thought Pete Carroll was going to be as great of a college coach as he turned out to be.
Yeah, he was great.
And then when Pete Carroll left USC and went to Seattle, everyone said, no, Carroll's a college coach. We've already seen it fail in the National Football League.
Right.
Carroll's been up in Seattle for 9 years. They've gone to the playoffs seven times. So you can't predetermine in terms of what exactly how everything is going to play out. And it bothers me the fact that I listened yesterday and everyone's like, well, Kingsbury's more style over substance. Listen, there were six teams that tried to hire Cliff Kingsbury after he got fired by Texas Tech to be a consultant to their respective organizations in the National Football League. Andy Reid was bringing Kingsbury in to help bring up offensive X's and O's and what he can instill, you know, with Patrick Mahomes and bring about his vision and picking the brain of Cliff Kingsbury. There's something to be said of what he is as a football mind as well. It's not just a good-looking 39-year-old guy that got a job in Arizona.
No, I agree. And you can, and it's unfair, like you just hit on a few seconds ago. It's really unfair to just have this level of expectation on certain. Now he's going to go, you know, into Arizona Cardinal land and stink. That's not necessarily true. Look, man, you remember? Geez, I mean, I remember when Nick Saban left LSU and went to the Dolphins. Everybody thought it was going to be great. Chip Kelly left Oregon, went to the Eagles. Those guys were great.
I heard people tell me that Chip Kelly was going to revolutionize the NFL. He didn't revolutionize anything.
Nothing. And Saban stunk with the Dolphins. So the thing is, you know, it's tough. You can't just – every situation is different. And you go into an NFL team, you're coming out of coaching in college, you're dealing with different type players. You know, he's got a young quarterback in Josh Rosen now that I think he'll have some kind of a connectivity with. Of course, they're not super far in age, and they were similar-type quarterbacks. You know, Kingsbury was similar to Rosen's style. I remember when he played for Mike Leach at Texas Tech.
Yeah.
He was excellent, Kingsbury. Well, yeah, I enjoyed watching him play. It was great.
2002 is one of the, I think he was a great player. The award for best college quarterback in America.
Yeah, he got drafted to the Jets or to the Patriots, and then he – One of his – I might be flipping him. It might be
– No, he was a Jet.
He was a Jet. But I don't know who he was drafted by. The Pats, I think.
You might be right about that. I'm not sure who he was drafted by, but I do know one of his completions in the NFL was as a Jet.
Pats 03. There you go.
Pats 03. And he did play in the Canadian Football League. So I look at it, it just when I listen to the pushback on the Kingsbury hire. Now, you want to say due diligence. Did the Arizona Cardinals do their due diligence like the Rams did with McVay? Got to remember, if you harken back to when the Rams hired Sean McVay and they brought him in, and people, when they hired a guy in his early 30s out in Los Angeles, people said, well, what is this? I mean, that's not going to work. Even with the resume that McVay had in the National Football League, Taz. But the Rams brought him out there one time. He had dinner, right? And they brought him out another time. Right. He sat down with Jared Goff and went through game film. And then had dinner as well. Then he brought him out another time to meet Aaron Donald and some of the other leaders on the Rams. So the Rams basically did all the background check and did a lot more than the Arizona Cardinals did with Kingsbury. However, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's ultimately going to fail. And now I feel like in today's day and age, Taz, once you target your guy, you got to get your guy, because the Jets interviewed Kingsbury on, what was it, Monday night. And when he walked into that meeting down in Florham Park, New Jersey, the Jets brain trust believed it was a foregone conclusion he was going to Arizona.
Right.
That they didn't, but they wanted to meet with him to pick his brain about what he would do with their offense and how he would develop Sam Darnold, which I don't think is necessarily a bad idea. But they believed it was a foregone conclusion he was going to be the next head coach of the Arizona Cardinals.
No, I think that's smart by the Jets to have that meeting with him anyway, to, like you said, pick his brain. But, you know, you got to figure, if you're Kingsbury, you kind of know right then and there if you want to have your family live, or if you want to, you know, work out of Arizona or work out of New York, New Jersey. So, you know, so my point is, he probably, Kingsbury, when he met with the Jets, was probably withholding a little bit of his
well, yeah, I'm sure, you know, he didn't tell everything.
Yeah, right.
It's always a good experience.
Absolutely.
Interview.
I agree.
It's never a bad thing.
No, it's good.
But I do think that when you find your guy, Taz, you go get your guy.
Yeah.
And you know it. Right, and you have a great feel. Plus you give that guy an opportunity and your organization to put together a staff.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It'll be interesting to see. Right, and you're right. It'll be interesting to see what Kingsbury does as far as putting together a staff. You know, because he's...
And that's going to be very important.
Super important. And he's a younger guy, and he's been coaching the college ranks. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see who he keeps in place there, who he doesn't, you know. And I know, I'm sure we'll talk about Bruce Arians in a little while, but different situation there with a guy with his long tenure, you know.
Well,
different. You know.
Let's hear from Kingsbury on joining, as he described it yesterday, the Red Sea.
I've been around football my entire life. I've played in this league, you know, coached in the college level, and always been fascinated by the NFL and kind of the offensive trends going on these days. I feel like it was a perfect time, and just fired up to be here. Be a part of such an incredible organization here in Phoenix. Just fired up, excited to get my hands on the players and dig into it. You know, you see where it's going. You see where it's been, where it's going. Have a young quarterback, lots of salary cap space, and a team that continue to fight throughout the season. So really honored to be here and excited to get to work.
You mentioned earlier, Moose, too, this Kingsbury, too. This guy's a good-looking guy. Oh, I mean, this guy's going to be a heartthrob over there.
Oh, no doubt.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, you always saw the sign when they was coaching Texas Tech, our coach is hotter than yours.
I remember that. Yes, it's hilarious.
I mean, it's a great. I mean, there's the sign of him. There's the picture of him in a pool party where he's got like an 8-pack of abs.
He's the prototypical quarterback.
He eats clean every
day. Unbelievable, yeah. Tall, good-looking, and ripped.
Right.
Flaming hot. It's unbelievable.
Here is Patrick Mahomes, the Chiefs quarterback, former Texas Tech Red Raider star, talking about what he believes Kingsbury will be as a pro head coach.
I think he could be a great NFL coach. I mean, he has the work ethic. He has the passion for the game. I know that, he loves his sport, and so I know he'd be able to relate to quarterbacks, and so he would put in the work.
It's amazing the difference between Mahomes' voice and Kingsbury's voice.
It is a night-day difference.
Kingsbury
yes.
sounds like he's at a piano bar buying a young lady a martini.
Yes,
you know,
I've been around football my entire life. I've played in this league.
Yeah. Smooth Jones. The other guy is Kermit.
I think he could be a great NFL coach.
The other guy, right, one is coming in hopefully to revolutionize offense in Arizona at 39. The other one's done it at like 24.
And he could throw the football about 6,000 yards.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And he's got respect. We heard Jamal Adams, the star safety for the Jets, go on local radio in New York saying that he wanted Kingsbury to be the Jet head coach. We just heard from Patrick Mahomes. I'm going to root for Kingsbury to work in Arizona. And ultimately, Taz, he's got the same task when it comes down to it that McVay had in Los Angeles. Make our quarterback a star and make our quarterback a franchise caliber quarterback. And McVay's done that with Goff, and we've seen the success in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And if Kingsbury makes Rosen what everyone expects Josh Rosen to be and is a 35 touchdown a year kind of quarterback, the Arizona Cardinals will succeed.
Absolutely. And the Arizona Cardinals, for those that aren't paying attention, they got the number one pick in the draft coming up.
They do.
And there's a good chance
they've got a lot of money to spend.
They got a lot of money, and there's a good chance they could get, some people think Nick Bosa, younger brother Joey Bosa is going to end up there, who's a great defensive end at Ohio State who missed a chunk of the year due to injury. But he's a great player, and it's, a lot of people think he could go to Quinnen Williams. I'm saying defensive. They could touch on the defensive end with that first pick, but we'll get into that down the road.
No, they could.
I'm just saying they got that, right? You got to give them a little time, though, right? Unlike what they did with Will. So where they just fired the guy after a year.
Well, and that worked against Arizona for these other guys because of the fact that Wilkes only got 1 year. Bidwell said he didn't like Wilkes' game plan moving forward in 2019. It was well thought out. It was was reported in leaks for the last 3 weeks of the regular season that Wilkes was going to be fired in Arizona, and ultimately he was. But with their lack of conviction for Wilkes, Taz, it hurt Arizona. Because if you're one of these other guys that's been a long-time NFL assistant, do you really want to go to Arizona?
Oh, man,
so Kingsbury, though, gets the 4-year commitment plus an option for a fifth year, and he's going to be their coach. It steps into an opportunity where you hope that he gets a lot more time than Steve Wilkes did as head coach in Arizona.
I know you got a lot better memory than me. You don't happen to remember how long was his deal, Wilk? Do you remember?
I would think it was either a 3 or 4 year contract.
Yeah, I would think so, right?
Yeah,
he didn't get much of a shot. I mean, so we had people calling the show here during the holidays. Remember? I mean, it might have been when you and I weren't doing shows together, saying, "Well, Pat Shurmur gets to keep coaching for the Giants
another year,
You know, and they both stunk, the Giants and the Cards. You know,
now someone told me that knows people out in Arizona said the Wilkes, it was just a disaster out there.
Yeah,
that the team tuned him out. They were all over the, and I imagine I was not out there. You were not out there, but a guy that I know that is close to that organization told me that it was just a complete utter mess. So.
Yeah. Four-year deal, by the way.
My inside voice told me. So they cleaned up that mess, and now they move on with Cliff Kingsbury, and he's hoping to do for Arizona what McVay has done for the Los Angeles Rams, what LaFleur, they believe, is going to do for the Green Bay Packers. We'll get into the Bruce Arians hiring by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but want to hear from you. What do you think about Cliff Kingsbury? Fired at Texas Tech, OC at USC. Not even for what? 4 weeks?
Cup of coffee.
And now all of a sudden is the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. Do you think it works? Do you think it makes sense? Do you like the hire if you're a Cardinal fan? Do you root for Kingsbury ultimately to succeed or fail? Want to hear from you. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4CBS. It's Taz and Moose on a Wednesday morning. CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
So all the NFC jobs are accounted for. The AFC are all still wide open. Denver Broncos seem to be down for two. Mike McCarthy has made it be perfectly clear he wants the Jet job, no other job, even though he's not really in the running for any other job. Freddie Kitchens seems to be the front runner in Cleveland
for
the Browns.
I know he's the offensive coordinator. I didn't have Williams. You're winning with Greg Williams. I understand Kitchens.
I think it's personality, Taz.
You think so? They're winning, though.
No, they did win. But if I had to tell you the reason why, I would think that number one is a couple things. I'd say the personality of Greg Williams. Two is the offense under Kitchens with Baker Mayfield. And then the fear that if they hired Greg Williams as their head coach, that Freddie Kitchens, who they were denying.
Thanks for coming. Yeah, yes. Sorry. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Who's going to go?
Yeah, thanks for coming. See you later. Yeah. All right, that makes sense.
So that ultimately would be.
That makes sense.
And so you looked at how good the offense looked under him as OC. And now, still, he's got to be a guy that's got a game plan as an NFL head coach. And he can't, if he looks lost, but. You know, he's also, I mean, Kevin Stefanski, right? Yeah, the Minnesota Vikings offensive coordinator who took over for the fired DeFilippo out there in Minnesota. He's also going in for a second interview in Cleveland as well, so he's got an opportunity.
Be interesting to see what happens with, you know, Greg Williams, what he does. Like, if Kitchens gets the head coaching job, what he does, you know, because
I would imagine
he's a hard ass, though. Everybody knows that.
Yeah,
he's a hard ass.
He would never stick around in Cleveland. He would be done there.
I'd love to see him get another job.
He'd be a defensive coordinator someplace else.
No problem. I could see him get if he wanted to. Not even. I could see him being a head coach at a big NFL, a big NCAA program, at a college program. I could see that.
Yeah, it's a matter of if he wants to get into that grind.
He might not want to, though. But that's a grind. Oh, I know. That's a whole different animal.
If you're making similar money being the defensive coordinator, now maybe that's his dream. But that is, being a college head coach is an absolute grind.
It's still, because I think, what's his name? I think Eric Bieniemy is going to get the Jets job. I don't think it's going to be McCarthy. I think he's going to go there to Jets. I do. I just think that's going to happen.
I mean, I heard he interviewed very, very well, Bieniemy. The Jets liked him. Now, they've interviewed Matt Rhule, the Baylor head coach. They've interviewed seven or eight guys now, the Jets have. So I've not heard exactly who the favorite is. We've seen reports that they're enamored with Mike McCarthy. Maybe it is Bieniemy. Whoever it is, they got to do it right quick and make sure a staff can get together here.
Correct.
Because we'll get into Bruce Arians and what impressed Tampa Bay and the Buccaneers, not just the relationship between him and the general manager, but the preparedness of Bruce Arians as well. Right. We'll get into that. We'll do that next.
Look who's here.
What's that?
Yeah. Look who's here. Look at us.
Bogus is in the house. What's up,
Andrew? Hey, guys.
How are you doing, man?
Good to see everybody. I'm doing well. Thanks for asking, Moose.
Yeah, last time you had you here, yesterday, it was a little bit of a combustible situation.
I don't remember.
It's a lot. It's a blur. So everything's a lot nicer.
It was.
We were here yesterday.
You kept head down.
Yeah.
Bogus kept head down, got through update, and moved on.
Yeah.
He's like,
well, you know,
I'll
it's
just...
like a little PSD, PTSD. Like, you forget what happened. It just goes out of your head.
No, you remember. Everyone remembers.
Bogus was like...
Mike's a jerk, by the way.
Bogus, yeah, no, totally. We all know that. But and, you know, Bogus was like, all right, I'll see my way out yesterday.
Yeah.
You're right. Exactly
back,
right.
Back to you.
Right. Back to you, Duck, and Lee.
You're both wonderful.
Right, exactly.
Thanks very much.
Take it away, brother.
Your report this morning is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Pick from a range of coverage options with the Name Your Price tool to find a price that works for you. Thankfully, the Golden State Warriors remembered how to win at home last night.
Curry, behind the back dribble, steps out, fires for three. No good. Curry deflected the rebound to Thompson, falling out of bounds. Hits a three in the corner, and the Knicks will call time.
Tim Roy, Warriors Radio, seven threes, 43 points for Klay Thompson, 14 points, 14 assists for Curry. In a 122-95 decision over the Knicks, Golden State had dropped three in a row in Oakland. More good news in that DeMarcus Cousins is apparently targeting January 18th as his Warrior debut. Curry eager to welcome Boogie aboard.
We understand that's going to be an adjustment for everybody, and hopefully it'll give us another type of challenge in terms of really being disciplined and diligent on how we form as a team with DeMarcus in the rotation and take us to new heights.
Cousins is coming back from a torn Achilles. The Clippers outscored the Hornets last night 128-109. The Kings losing in Phoenix 115-111. Minnesota escaped OKC 119-117. And the Raptors got by the Hawks 104-101. 31 points from Kawhi Leonard. 16 with 6 assists for Kyle Lowry. Toronto's now 16-6 when those two are in the lineup together. On to college hoops, and number one Duke pounding Wake Forest 87-65, a career-high 30 for Zion Williamson. Third-ranked Tennessee dismissed Missouri 87-65, and number 19 Buffalo took care of Toledo 110-80. But number 14 Mississippi State went down at South Carolina 87-82 in overtime. Number 20 Iowa State falling at Baylor 73-70. And number 24 St. John's blew an 11-point second-half lead at Villanova, losing 76-71. Bruce Arians was still technically Arizona Cardinals property, so the Bucks had to give Arizona a sixth-round pick while taking back a seventh-rounder to make Arians their head coach yesterday. He reunites with Jameis Winston, whom Arians coached in camp as a kid. The Cardinals, meanwhile, hired Cliff Kingsbury to replace Steve Wilkes, who failed in replacing Arians. And the Broncos had to be down to Bears defensive coordinator Vic Fangio and Steelers O-line coach Mike Munchak. Chiefs safety Eric Berry and wideout Sammy Watkins able to practice yesterday ahead of Saturday's visit from the Colts. Berry skipped Week 17 after aggravating his heel injury. Watkins has only played once since hurting his foot in Week 9. Yankees lefty CC Sabathia can now resume baseball activities roughly a month after a procedure to relieve a blocked artery to his heart. And the Philadelphia Flyer losing streak is now 8, thanks to a 5-3 loss in Washington. The Bruins win streak is 5, shutting out Minnesota last night 4-0. Boys?
All right. Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it. Mentioned it before Bogus's update, and he gave you the details that Bruce Arians is going to be the next head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Also a 4-year deal, option for a 5th year. He is obviously not 39 years of age. He's in his 60s, but he's accomplished a lot more than Kingsbury has in the National Football League. Two-time AP Coach of the Year, 2012. Got to go back then when he took over for Chuck Pagano in Indianapolis when Pagano had the cancer diagnosis and did an unbelievable job with the Colts. And then 2014 with the Arizona Cardinals. So you look at what Arians has been able to do. 1 year in the booth. We talked to Carson Palmer late last week, Taz, and he said he'd love to see Bruce Arians back on the sidelines as long as he could physically do it. Had health issues out in Arizona. Their interview not only included sitting down with him, but also included a full physical for Bruce Arians as well to make sure where he was physically, that he could do what he needed to do as head coach. But what impressed Tampa Bay is not just what he's accomplished and not just his relationship with the head coach. Bruce Arians stepped into the room down in Tampa Bay and had his entire staff filled.
That's
so
the point.
He stepped in the room down in Tampa Bay and basically said, once you hire me, My entire coaching staff is set, ready to go, and set to come down to Tampa Bay.
Yeah, and there's no shock there, right? I mean, he's 66 years old. Listen, he's been in the NFL, Moose, since 1989. He's been coaching in the NFL. That's insane. Like, he's got just a ton of experience. And so, you know, all the contacts he's made, right? Just imagine all those years of guys on both sides of the football with experience either playing or coaching in the NFL at the most highest elite level. I mean, where it, that just goes to show you, Moose, like it's so crazy, right? The NFL now with coaching. And that's kind of, I guess, the overviewing thread of what we're talking about for the most here today, or the narrative, where you have Kingsbury gets hired, was a failing college coach, and gets hired by an NFL team in the Cardinals, where you have a veteran coach who's gone from the Cardinals, who coached the Cardinals, went 49-30-1, and now he gets hired by the Buccaneers. My point is, in the same day, two coaches with just a plethora of difference in experience and age and everything.
Yeah.
It just goes to show you how it's so, it is a little bit, you know, we're over here talking a lot about how you got one, you know, we hear all about hire the young offensive mind, hire the guy under 40, do the Rams, that prototype, yada, yada. But yet the Buccaneers went a different route, you know. So, and there's also a backstory and a history with Winston and Arians.
Well, right. And Taz, I was going to say, even with the disparity of age, there's still a similarity. Kingsbury's there to develop Rosen and Arians, as Jameis Winston has failed ultimately to take care of the football down in Tampa Bay. You mentioned it. Jameis Winston used to go to Arians Passing Academy.
Right.
Where was it, in Louisiana?
I think Alabama.
Alabama.
I think it was in Birmingham, I believe.
Down in Alabama.
Yeah, Birmingham.
So they have a relationship, and Arians thinks that, you know, that Winston is a big-time player. So he comes now aboard as they made the declaration that Jameis Winston was going to be their quarterback in 2019. They bring in a head coach that's got experience developing quarterbacks, dealing with veteran quarterbacks as well, and has a history with their young signal caller in Jameis Winston. It makes sense, and he's won.
It does. Yeah, he has won.
It makes
sense
because they need to figure out if Winston's the guy.
I know. And I said the other day, I think when we had Carson here, I don't know if we said it before he was in the studio or not, but you know, he's 66 years old, Arians. He had some health issues. And this guy, Winston, you know, he's had some off-the-field stuff. So, hopefully he doesn't give Coach a headache here. But speaking of Winston, I'm going to read this quote, Moose. Check it out. This is what Winston said. He's one of the first people, talking of Arians, Winston, this is. He's one of the first people that gave me that dream of getting a Super Bowl ring. Winston said 2 years ago, before the Bucs played Arians Cardinals, at the camp, he brought his Pittsburgh Steelers Super Bowl ring and showed us all. That was one of those times, first time when I saw it, I was like, man, I want one of those rings. And this is from NBC Sports Pro Football. What's the gimmick there? The Pro Football Talk? The Talk, thank you. Yeah, draw a blank. The T. See, T, I think, Taz.
I'm sure. Well,
see,
it's only
Pro
natural.
Football Taz, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Pro Football Talk.
I understand.
I try to credit the people. You know, I don't usually read stuff from other
people. Yes, you always credit the people.
You know how
yes,
I am.
Yes, I know. Taz. Right. I'm surprised you didn't break that story.
This one I didn't. I can't take credit.
During the break, I was talking to Jameis Winston. He gave me this great quote.
I've done that. I have said that before. Yeah.
I think he's motivated. Taz, it didn't work in the broadcast booth. I mean, you were on it. We talked about it. He was terrible. He was not good. And that's no knock on it. He's got a great personality. Yeah. But as Carson Palmer said, well, you can't drop F-bombs every other word. So it's a little different for Bruce Arians on the air as compared to off the air. So I think it works. As long as his body can hold up, Taz.
Yeah.
As long as he physically can do the job and he had the heart issue out in Arizona, as long as that's A-OK, he made it perfectly clear that he was interested in the Cleveland job. When the Tampa job came open because his relationship with the GM dating back to Arizona, he was interested in the Buccaneers job, and they targeted him, and they got him in there real quick. And everyone that said the Bucs were going to be big game hunters, Bruce Arians is a big-time head coach,
sure
two-time
is.
Coach of the year,
yeah,
and has been successful as an offensive coordinator and as a head coach in two different spots. That's a good hire for Tampa Bay, and the NFC South just got a lot tougher.
Sure did. This guy knows the game like the back of his hand. And the thing is, for those that might be wondering, maybe you're a casual football fan, whatever, and you're listening to us, if you might be wondering why would the Buccaneers make him go, Aaron's go through a physical, because he's an investment. They know he's had some health issues. He's 66 years old. He's not a little guy. He's probably a couple pounds overweight.
Yes.
And so the thing is, he's an investment. They want to make sure that, that they're investing time, money, and the head coach position in someone that, God willing, is going to be okay,
And hopefully he is. But for the Buccaneers, think that you got yourself a big-time hire and a big-time head coach yesterday with the announcement that Bruce Arians will be running that Bucs franchise as head coach moving forward. Todd Bowles, former Jet head coach, is going to be his defensive coordinator, and you expected that. We said that at the time.
Yep, yep.
If Arians lands another job, Bowles and Arians are best friends. He's going to be their defensive coordinator, and that's exactly how it's going to turn out down in Tampa.
Well, good for Bowles. That's good. I mean, really, it's good for him. You don't want to see any of these guys out of work. We were talking, you and I, yesterday after the show. We were walking out and out of the building here, and we were talking, and we were saying, that's the tough thing when he's, if it's a college coach or a pro coach, in any sport, when these guys get fired, it changes everything, not just them, where they're going to work, but their families. You have kids in school or whatever, it just changes everything. You got to pull kids out of school, or you got to, maybe if you don't want to relocate and you were coaching and living in New York, like Bowles, hypothetically, and his family wants to stay here, now he's down in Tampa, now he's got to commute back and forth to see his family, hypothetically, unless they move down to Tampa. You know what I mean? It's a nightmare. You got younger kids. I got a kid in college. When you got to pull kids out of school.
Especially, I would imagine. I mean, now would be difficult, say, for me, but my sons have not, established friendships. Right. If they were in a school and they were 12, 13 years of age, Taz, and they were in a school, usually.
Different, I know.
Then
you're
all
right.
Of a sudden, you got friendships, you got an inner circle,
you're on
you've
sports
got
teams,
your
or you're doing something.
Right. Then it's recreational, very, whatever, very difficult because you could, that could be a life changing kind of a thing.
Sure.
So you got to think about that. But you're right. No one thinks about the families, and the families often pay the ultimate price.
Very important. Yeah, that's a big part of it, So. But, good for Bowles. It's good that he got that spot at the D.C.,
Yeah, it's great that he landed down there in Tampa, and Arians looking out for his best friend.
Jet fans
I'm sure they are. Jet fans are like, wait a second, all these guys are getting hired. Where are we going? What are we doing?
Yeah, I know. What do you think? You think you're getting McCarthy? You think you're going with me where it's Bieniemy?
My question is, if they wanted McCarthy, wouldn't McCarthy have been hired?
I think that's
See,
a good
wants
point.
The job.
I think that's a good point. What is he thinking? What's he waiting on?
Well, were the Jets waiting on? If they were that enamored with Mike McCarthy, wouldn't he have the job already then?
Yeah. Yeah, I would think maybe there's a
maybe
money
it's
thing.
Somebody else. It's Bieniemy. Maybe it's Adam Gaze. Maybe it's somebody else.
It could be a money thing,
maybe
too,
it's
though.
Matt Rhule. It could be a money
they
thing.
They could be working on the money.
You're right about that. That's all true. Right. We'll get into the saga of Josh McDaniels, the Pats offensive coordinator. As he said, thanks but no thanks, and is taking his lunch money and going home. We'll get into that next. Taz Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
The book is closed, and I was thankful for the opportunity to meet with Green Bay, and that was great, but no, I'm completely focused on the Chargers and our season and finishing it strong, and I'll be here, moving forward.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes. You can save 15% or more on car insurance. Time now to ask the pros, where you, the listener, get to ask us a question. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Be sure to go to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Submit your question. Be listening later on the show. We might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every single day. The voice of Josh McDaniels, the offensive coordinator of the New England Patriots, brings us out of break, Taz. And he said the book in the door has closed, that he's going to remain in New England.
Unbelievable, this guy. Right?
And, and focus in on the Los Angeles Chargers and their game in the divisional round this upcoming weekend. And honestly, rightfully so. You and I, we discussed that McDaniel saga last year in Indianapolis. How many days did we talk about that?
Oh, my God.
Right?
Forever.
Right? Time and day and day. It felt like it was never ending. And ultimately, he decided after a conversation with Robert Kraft to stay in Foxborough and to stay in New England and spurn Indianapolis. and they ended up hiring Frank Reich. I think it's, and I said at the time, Taz, I believe that I thought McDaniels was going to get another opportunity to be a head coach in the NFL outside of Foxborough, outside of the Pats.
Right.
And I think that's true too, but, and I still think that's the case if he wants it. But I also think it's hard for teams to go in on all in on McDaniels, like say the Green Bay Packers, who he's interested in, veteran quarterback, you know, maybe a GM that he trusts, trying to win now mentality, going all in. I think it's hard for the Green Bay Packers to say, yeah, that's our guy after everything that transpired last year. Because if the Packers said, all right, that's our guy, and they can't officially hire him till after the Patriots get eliminated, who knows what's going to go on with the mindset of Josh McDaniels after what we witnessed last year.
Exactly.
Then all of a sudden you're holding the bag.
You look like an idiot.
Right. Yeah. Then if LaFleur gets hired someplace else, then what are you doing?
It's bad. Yeah. So at least McDaniels, to his credit, didn't string this along like he did with the Colts. You know what I mean? At least that didn't happen here. You know, I got to tell you, listen, people are going to offer McDaniels a job as long as the Pats keep winning and he keeps doing the stuff he's doing with Tom Brady. And you would think, well, it's easy to go win and be the OC for the Pats and you got Tom Brady. Nah, I don't, not so fast. I don't think it's that easy. I think you're dealing with a lot of years of experience in Brady. You got Belichick there. You got monster egos there. You got monster success there. And there you are, Josh McDaniels, in the middle of this. I wouldn't want that job, okay? I don't know about you, Moose. That's not as easy as a job as it sounds like. Obviously, McDaniels is in a rhythm for a lot of years with the Pats in that position, but I'm just saying it sounds like an easy gig he has. It's not. But at least the guy, McDaniels, did not string along like he did with the Colts here, you know, last year. At least he didn't do that now. The thing is, I got to tell you, Moose, I think that he is going to be, once Belichick decides he's hanging him up, McDaniels would be. This is McDaniels' program.
Yeah,
I really believe that.
I would disagree with you there.
Yeah.
I would not disagree with you there, and I think it would have to take a special situation. But it's not like he got offered the Packers job. He didn't. They decided to go with Matt LaFleur to be their new head coach as he was walking into Lambeau Field last night, him and his family, which had to be a pretty special moment think about that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Nightfall, walking into that stadium the first time, and you know, you're in your 30s, and you're going to be the Packers head coach.
That'd be great. I wish I could have done that.
I mean, that's pretty sweet,
I'd walk in, packing a lip, you know, just walk in with my cowboy boots on, my jeans.
I don't know if he's got a young son or daughter, but they were, like, skipping on the sidewalk. It was a pretty cool picture.
Must be nice to be him. That's beautiful.
Yeah, and so... But if the Packers found their guy and it wasn't McDaniels, but I do agree with you. I think in essence he is going to replace Bill Belichick when Belichick's days up in Foxborough are done.
Well, bro, if you're Kraft, why wouldn't you? Right? You know, seriously,
been a good soldier.
Yeah, I mean he knows the secret sauce to win. You know, up there in Foxborough, he knows, dude. Man, it's a layup to me.
Well, I also think it's about relationships, right? Belichick didn't want to become Jet head coach because he didn't trust the Jets and went up to New England because he had the relationship with Kraft and spurned the Jets. And Robert Kraft is stuck by Bill Belichick, even with all the, you know, the Spygate and Deflategate and all that other nonsense, because he's done a lot of winning. And Belichick is... Taz, I don't think I've ever seen a coach better in the National Football League, a head coach than Bill Belichick.
No.
And I think there's that trust that McDaniels has with Kraft as well, that and with not only him but his son, that when Belichick is done, that he'll be taking over that program. Because you look at it, in today's day and age of the NFL, Taz, a lot of the guys that are going to get hired a couple years from now, we're going to be talking about them getting fired.
Of course. Unfortunately, that's just the nature of that beast, that
guys
position,
aren't giving a lot of time.
That career, they're not. It's a win-now mentality, and it's tough when you don't have a lot of components to win. You know, I'm a Bills fan. You know, I like our coach. I like McDermott. I do, and he's doing a pretty decent job, but he's still trying to rebuild that thing. You know, there's so many holes. You look at the draft. How do you fill these holes? That's just the Bills. I mean, you know, if you're the Cardinals, yeah, they got the number one pick this year coming up, but, you know, you got a lot of gaps you got to fill on that team. How much longer is Fitzgerald going to keep catching balls?
That's true.
I mean, really, he's a great player. I love him, but, you know, who doesn't love Fitzgerald? He's great, but how much longer? I mean, you know, Rosen's going to be there for the long run. That's true.
And also, you step into a division, if you're Kingsbury, you've got the Rams. They're not going anywhere.
Nope.
You got Carroll and the Seahawks, who rebuilt it on the fly this year. And you got the San Francisco 49ers, who, you know, when Garoppolo's healthy, that offense and that team's going to be a lot different.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So you step into a spot, you could do a really good job, and you could still only win seven games.
That's the
because
truth.
Because that is a very difficult division to work your way through.
It's not the NFL. As it's not Arians the NFC down, East. You know?
Yeah, as is Arians down in Tampa Bay in that division.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, you're right.
You know, the Atlanta Falcons will be better next year. They can't be as bad as they were this year. They fired their entire staff. You've got New Orleans and you've got Carolina.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens here with all the coaching moves and who the Jets end up with. And what you say, the Broncos or else with Cardinals.
Yes.
Not Cardinals, the Browns.
Browns, right. Yeah. Best and worst quarterback head coach combo left in the playoffs. We'll get into that next. Taz Boost, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.